Hi, this is Rich and Steph, and welcome to episode 14, 15?
No, 3, silly.
Episode 3, sorry, I lost count. Welcome to episode 3 of the Sheer Warrior podcast, and I'm sitting here with Steph today, and we wanted to go over a couple important things that our audience might find of value, and take it away, Steph.
Yeah, actually, I think we're gonna talk about three things. And I think we discussed this, Rich, is the art of pre-booking, the art of client retention, and the art of referral. And why we are touching on this is on one of our groups that I belong to. It was very interesting. I kind of just threw a question out there about pretty much business 101 in the cosmetology schools.
And what was that specific question for? And this was on Facebook right?
Yes, it was on Facebook. Yes. Okay.
And what was the specific question so our audiences were all on the same page here?
yeah, just kind of threw it out there. Just curious, when you went to cosmetology school, did they spend a lot of hours on how to build your business? Pretty much, I believe I have actually close to 300 comments on there. Out of the 300 comments, I would probably say percentage wise like 2% actually had gotten some kind of business building in cosmetology school. So that's why Rich and I were talking, and I thought, let's go ahead, why don't we talk about this and why I feel it's very important.
Okay, great. So they weren't 300 likes, they were actually 300 comments, which is a it's an eye-opener, I guess, right? I mean, I had no clue. Only 2%, 3% actually get some kind of formal training as far as a business curriculum, business acumen, business 101, which is really shocking in this day and age because, you know, you really have to be an entrepreneur in this day and age to succeed in just about anything, but especially if you're out there as a suite renter. And maybe one thing if you're a commission stylist, but even if you are a commission stylist in a well-established big salon like you were in, Chandler Mall, right? I mean, for the longest time. And, you know, even then you had to get your clients back in the chair. So,
Oh, yeah,
go ahead. And if you wanted to speak on that, I would love to hear it. So.
Yeah, so going back to this post, it was interesting because I had anyone from 29 years experience to 2 months still in school with no experience really hasn't changed, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. So Rich and I talked and he said, what do you feel are the three key components in building your business and what they should probably teach in a business class in cosmetology school? Mm-hmm. So we will go through the first one. The first one's pre-booking. Pre-booking, of course, is teaching them, you know, once the client is in your chair, just, I think the important thing is scripting, role playing, mm-hmm. whatever they may do in the school, because you know what, that gets you very comfortable in talking to your clients once they're in your chair. So you don't have that awkwardness when you finally are in a salon, you don't have your instructor around giving you advice, you actually are on your own. So you feel comfortable with the whole, you know, got done with the service and just going into your whole pre-booking spiel, mm-hmm. and just feeling comfortable, you know?
Okay. So you think role playing in the classroom before they're out in the real world, so to speak, well, before they're out in the salon, role playing for pre-booking would be a big asset for most service providers.
Yes, role playing. Okay. And the other one is scripts. Scripts are huge, huge, huge. I know when I'm in the salon, that's exactly what I suggest for my girls that I'm coaching is scripts. You can have that at your station. You can have it in your drawer when you're just talking to a client and you kind of get into that somewhat role playing and you have a script already laid out. And you feel a little bit easier once you've said it a handful of times. It just comes very natural.
Mm-hmm. So just practice makes perfect, huh? Just practice, practice, practice?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so what's number two?
Number two would be the client retention. So a lot of people say, you know what, I see so many people walk through the door, I never see them again stuff. And I say to them, okay, well, you know, what's the conversation that you have? And a lot of these girls, you have to understand, are just out of beauty school. They have no idea how to say anything. Their confidence level is pretty low. So they're not so secure in their job right now. I should say career, not job. And so they really don't know what they're doing. And they say, I blow through clients. I probably see, you know, 20 clients a week. And then I don't even know if I'm going to see them back. So that's where pre-booking comes in place. And then your client retention will go ahead and follow, because if you're pre-booking them, they're going to come back in. So you're going to retain that client. Statistically, once that client is in your chair after the third time, they're yours.
Awesome. Awesome. So, and what do you feel is number three? What is the third part of this, magical formula or equation that, that you've, come to?
I believe is referrals. So you go back to the first one, you pre-book your clients, then they go ahead, they're coming back because you pre-booked them. They've been in your chair, let's say, three times, and then you come in with a scripted referral program. And that's huge because, you know, they're sold on you. It's the third time around. They love you. They love everything about you. So let's go ahead and let's offer them an amazing referral program. And that in itself is going to start you building your clients.
Okay. And you said scripted program. So obviously this is, again, goes back down to the basics and practice, practice, practice. So when you're presenting this to them as far as a referral, and of course what's in it for them, then it doesn't sound scripted at all. It just flows and just comes out completely natural sounding.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I truly believe that these cosmetology schools are just, you know, need to touch base on this, because these girls are just, they're drowning. And I think the success rate, from what we understood, what was it? It was,
I think we looked at that. We were going back and forth with someone else in the group, and they said this lady happens to be a school administrator somewhere out back east, East Coast, I believe. I think it was North Carolina. But what she said was only 25%. Of service providers, once they're out there in the industry, out there in the real world, after 5 years, only 25% of these students were actually, you know, who graduated, obviously, only 25% of them are actually using their degree, and in her case, cutting hair, which is really sad.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just, it's pretty sad. It really is. And to think that maybe things would be a lot different if these service providers were just taught the basics while they were in school. I mean, these people are spending, students at the time are spending $20,000-$30,000, sometimes even more, you know, getting their, what is it, $1,800, $2,000? What is it in Arizona, Steph, as far as?
$1,600.
So in Arizona, they need 1,600 hours. Yeah. Behind the chair to actually graduate.
Yeah, so you think about it, just in the state of Arizona, 1,600 hours, and maybe 20 minutes of that is spent on how to fill out an application, you know, how to set up a resume, maybe. That doesn't make any sense. I was talking to a girl that belongs to this group, and she did over 2,000 hours, and in those 2,000 hours, she had no business hours whatsoever. So it just makes you wonder, what are you doing? You know, how are they helping you build your business? I get, you know, trying to teach you the basics just to pass state board, but in the same sense, how are they teaching you to grow your business? They're not. And it's just a bit frustrating. It's frustrating even more so for all of these new talent that are coming out there and given false hope. And you know, 6-7 months later, they said, forget it. You know, I'd rather just go work a $10 an hour job doing, you know, retail or something. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So, and the state of the industry as far as education, and I don't mean actually learning the art behind the chair, but as far as business training in the schools, in the cosmetology, in the beauty schools, nothing has really changed since you've been to school. And that was, you know, I don't want to put a date on it, but it's been, you know, well, heck, it's been 29 years, right, since you graduated, almost.
Yep.
And nothing really has changed from what you can tell.
Nope, not at all. Like I said, this all came to a realization when I just threw that question out there. Literally within 45 minutes, I had over 100 comments. I think right now I'm looking at it, and this was yesterday. So I think yesterday, like I said, I had like 100 comments within 45 minutes. I just looked at the page right now. We're close to 400 comments. And it's a broad range from, like I said, 30 years experience to just still in the industry, just starting out in the industry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really sad, to be honest with you. It's very sad.
All right. Well, I think we're ready to wrap it up here. Anything else that you wanted to add right now or?
Nope. Just cheers to your success.
All right. Number 3 is in the books, and we will talk to you guys later. Have a great day.